Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Gemara Meseches Tainus on Daf Chav Ches brings down a braisa that says that the Anshei Maimed on Shachar's Musaf would go into the Beis HaKnesses and they would read the parashiyos from the Torah, Kidarach Shekarin Ka Hashana, if you read the whole year. However, Ube Mincha, by Mincha time, Yachi Kaira Eisal Peh, the Tanakhama says that an individual would read it balpe. On this, Rabbi Yaisi asks, Amar Rabbi Yaisi v'chi yachid yach likrois divri Torah alpe b'tzibor? Is a yachid allowed to read words of Torah by heart b'tzibor? Ela rather kulon echnasin v'karenes alpe k'karenes shema. Everyone would come in and read it balpe like we read the shema. The side of the Taino of Rabbi Yaisi on the Tanakhama, v'chi yachid yach likrois divri Torah alpe b'tzibor, Kipshutai the Kavana is, we know that there's an Isser of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashayl Ayrim Balpeh. The Gemara Mesechtes Gittin on Daf Samach and the Mesechtes Tzmur on Daf Yudalid brings down Halacha that Dvarim Shebiksav are not allowed to be said Balpeh. And if so, Rabbi Yaisi is asking, how could it be that the Anshei Maimed would go ahead and read it Balpeh? On this he answers, Kul Nechnasin Mekarin Asal Peh, Kekarin Es Shema. We have to understand, how does this answer the question, if there's an issue of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashayl Ayrim Balpeh, what's Rabbi Yaisi's answer that Kul Nechnasin Mekarin Asal Peh, Kekarin Es Shema? And so too, what is the Haysafa of Rabbi Yaisi that he compares it to Kriyas Shema? What is he bringing out with this Nakuda? Now, as far as the Iker Geder HaIsser, Advarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashayl Ayrim Balpeh, in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, Simon Memtes, the Mechaber Paskins, Afal Gav, the Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashayl Ayrim Balpeh, even though the din is that Dvarim Shebiksav are not allowed to be said Balpeh, however, kol davar sheragul v'shagav b'fiyako, anything which people are fluent in, k'gayin kriya shema u'birchas kehanim u'parshas tamen u'chayayitza b'hen, like kriya shema u'birchas kehanim u'parshas tamen, and similar things, mutter m'chaber paskins, one is allowed to say it even balpeh. However, the Vilna Gaon over there in Bir Hagra, after he brings down the words of the Mechaber, writes, abo ha'ikar k'may shekasav ator b'shem harash. The Vilna Gaon is arguing with the Mechaber, and he's saying that the Iker Psak is like the Torah writes in the name of the Rosh. The Davka Asa Lerma Balpeh Lohitzi Rabdim Yedechei Vasan. But the whole Isser Advarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerma Balpeh, it's not like the Mechaber says that it's a halacha across the board and the only time there's a hatter is if one is able, if it's Dvarim Sheshkurim Bath Yakol that people are fluent in. But rather, Zaktavil Nagayin, the Iker Isser Advarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerma Balpeh, only applies to things that are said to be might see others yidechei vasan. And the Vilna Gaon says, so says Taisus and Mesechtes Tamura on Daf Yudalad on the Beis Vecheno Iker, and that is the Iker Pshat. The Magen Avraham as well over there in Sifkat and Aleph brings down from the Bach that the Bach as well paskim like the Torah Shem Arash, and he says, he adds, the Magen Avraham says, from here comes the minog that in the Tzibur when they get up to the pasuk of Micha Meicha, the entire Tzibur says it together, and Hashem Yimlech Olam Vayed as well. And he says this minog is Neshtarvev came from that Bizman Chazal, the Chazan would daven Balpen, he'd be mighty others, Yedei Chaybas and Erchiv. However, since these psukim are psukim in the Torah, the din is Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashayl Ayrim Balpeh, one is not allowed to be mighty someone else with Dvarim Shebiksav said Balpeh. And therefore, the minog was that when the Tzibur got to these psukim of the Torah, Micha Meicha Ve'el Mashem, and Hashem Yimloch Ve'elom Vaed, the Tzibur would say it themselves. And therefore, even though Bizman Hazeh, the Chazan is not anymore mighty us, but the Minog was kept, the original Yisrael, the Minog was because Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashayl La'Ayrim Balpeh. Now the Vilna Gaon and the Chachma Shleima and the Magen Avraham and the Taisi Yishanim, Mesechtes Yuma Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, the Ramaschel, Uba Aster Shabachum Shapikudim, where he quotes the Divrei Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, all of them Pe'echad bring a Raya to this Mahalach, that the Isar Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashayl La'Ayrim Balpeh, is only said when a person is being mighty achayr meyedechei vasan. They say to Mefurashi Gemara Masechtas Tainus on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph from our sugya. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yaisi challenges the Tanakhama, how could you, the Tanakhama, say that a person, when it comes Micha time, Yachid Kairai Sal Peh, one individual would read it Bal Peh? Amr Rabbi Yaisi, is a Yachid allowed to read Divrei Taira Al Peh Betzibur? Or rather, everyone would come in and read the Parsha Bal Peh. So the Chachma Shlema says, from the Lashon of Rabbi Yaisi already, the Yachid Yachid Likers to retire al Peh B'tzibor is mashma that the whole Isser is only because you have one individual being mighty others yidei chayvasan, since it's a kriya of a tzibor where he's being mighty the tzibor. However, if we're not be reading the Torah al peh b'tzibor, there would be no issue with the fact that he's reading the Torah al peh. From here is a raya that the iser dvarim shebiksav iyatarash al bal peh is limited only when one is being mighty rabin yidei chayvasan. And the Rambam paskins like Rav Yaisi, and therefore the psak is that the iser is only by only being mighty rabin yidei chayvasan. And according to these achrayim, that's the teretz as well. That since everyone is coming in and reading it by himself, therefore he's not being mighty others, and therefore there is no issue for them to be saying it bal peh. And that is kikarenes shema. We mean to say the same way by shema. Each yachid reads shema by himself. One is not allowed to be mighty someone else shemea ka'ina when it comes to kriya shema. Like the Vilna Gaon writes in Imre Noyam in the beginning of Maseches Brachos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Vilna Gaon is medayik because there is no dinner shemea ka'ina. So that's where Rav Yaisi is being madgish, that you don't want to have one individual reading it for everybody, but rather kulan nichnasin the karenis al pek the karenis shema. Every person must read it by himself, and therefore there's no issue of the kriya bedvarim shebksav bal peh. However, this is all good according to the Mahalach of the Gra and Taisus and Masechtas Tura and the Taisus Yeshanim, that they understand that the iser dvarim shebksav iatarash im bal peh is limited only when one is being mighty achayrim yidechay vasan. But however, we still have to answer, according to the sheet of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber paskins, that the aside of the Isser is dependent upon whether it's something which is ragel v'shagar b'fi akol, but something which is not ragel v'shagar b'fi akol is masha from the Mechaber, that it is aser for a person to read Baal Peh, even if he's not being mighty others. So how are they going to explain the Divrei Rav Yaisi, the pshat in this Gemara, where the Gemara says, according to Rav Yaisi, how could a Yachid read Divrei Torah al peh b'tzibor? And what is the Gemara's teretz that everyone is nichnas k'karen et shema? And so asks the Birchas Avram over here, Masechtas Tainis, that from the words of Rav Yaisi, Heich Yachin Yachlukas Divrei Torah al peh b'tzibor is mashma, the whole Isser is only to be mighty achayrim yidei chayvasan. And a similar question he asked on Taisus and Masechtas Bava Kamma and Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Taisus over there, the Maschil, Kedem Targum Reb Yosef writes that the reason why we say Reb Yosef is because Reb Yosef was a baki in Targum. However, Zok Taisus, don't say that the pshat why we say Reb Yosef is because Reb Yosef we know is blind and Dvar Shebiksav Iatarasha Elaimar Al Peh, and therefore he would always learn in Targum and not in the Dvar Shebiksav. Because since the Gemara in Gittin teaches for Eis Lasis LaHashem, one is allowed to read Dvar Shebiksav Bal Peh, over here, Ein Lecha Eis Lasis Gadol Mizeh, that he was blind, he would not be able to read Divrei Torah. So he says, that can't be the pshat why we always say Kedem in Targum, Rav Yosef. Rather, the pshat is Rav Yosef just happened to be a baki in Targum. However, it is Mavur in Taisvis, that the reason why Rav Yosef would have a heter to read Dvar Shebiksav Bal Peh is not because he's not being Maitzi Acherim Dei Chayvasan, but rather only because Eis Lasis LaHashem Eferi Torah Secha. From here, Zak Deber Chazaron, we see Chitas Tais, Mesechus Babakama, is that there's an Isser Adarm Shebiksav Iyatarash Lom Vapet, even not being Maitzi Acherim Dei Chayvasan. And therefore, back to this original question, how are they going to explain the Sigyan Tainus, which is Mash for the whole Isser, is only because one is being Maitzi Acherim Dei Chayvasan, and that's good for the Taras, that Kulon Echnasim Vekarer Esa Alpek Akarin Es Shema. Now, though the Taisus Rid over here in Masechtas Tainus does not directly speak about this question and does not directly explain what the Lashon of Yaisi is, B'tzibor, however, the Taisus Rid learns Shankufa in the Gemara that the Gemara means to say that Kula Nechnasim Ekaren Alpek Ekaren Es Ashma. Zok the Taisus Rid, the Gemara Gufa means to say that since these Parshas Elu are Migras Garisbu, people are fluent in them and therefore they know them even Balpeh. Therefore, the Anshei Maimed were allowed to read these Pesukim Bal Peh. And if so, Al Karkach, when the Gemara said, Rav Yosi is bothered, Eich Yachid Yachgers Dibri Torah B'tzibor, it must be that Taisha understands B'tzibor is Lav Dafka. The Ikar Kash is, how could a person read Dvar Shebiksav Bal Peh? And this the Gemara answers, that Kul Nechnasin Kekarenis Ashma, meaning that it's like Kriyashma, which is Shagar B'fi, Memela, everyone is allowed to go ahead and read this Bal Peh. Now, the Etzim Yitzayit of the Taisus Rid that he's saying that these parshiyos that the Anshei Maimed read were Migras Garisbu, was something that they were ruddling, and therefore one was allowed to say it even Bal Peh, is a chiddush, because Parshiyos one learns that Migras Garisbu is only a Maila if everyone has this thing that it's fluent by them, Bal Peh. However, according to the Yitzayit of the Bach, the Taisus Rid is understandable. The Bach writes, however, in Simen Mem Tes, that something that's ruddled v'shagar b'fi akol, does not mean dafka that everyone needs to be fluent in it. Even if just this individual, for him, he's fluent in these psukim, he is allowed to read it balpeh. And the Bach explains that though the Torah brings down from his uncle, Reb Chaim, that kol davar shiragel v'shagor b'fi hakol, something which is fluent in the mouth of everybody, he says that's lav dafka. The reason why he says b'fi hakol is because the Torah is talking about the question, how could everyone in Klal Yisrael read Pashas Tamar balpeh, and Psukah de Zimru balpeh? And this is something which is negeah to every person, every yachid. If so, negeah that, he says it's shiragel v'shagor b'fi hakol. But as far as the heter of saying something that's shiragel v'shagor, does not need this tonight that everyone, it's shiragel v'shagor by everyone. As long as by this individual, it's shiragel and shagor by him, that's good enough. And this fits in well with the Taisus Frid that the Anshei Maimid, who were shiragel, to say this parsha of Bereishis, they could read about Peh, Kekaren HaShma, and that's what the Gemara means, the Imadgish, similar to Shma, which people know about Peh. Since they were shiragel in it, they as well were allowed to read about Peh. However, this is not simple. The Magen Avraham argues on the words of the Bach, and he says that the din of Ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol means bidafka b'fi hakol. And according to the Magen Avraham, we understand that perhaps that's what the Vilna Gaon and the Chachmas Shleima understood as well, and therefore they felt it is a solid raya from the sugi and tainis, that it must be the whole issur is only when one is reading Dvarim Shemiksav la'haitzi acherim yedei chayvasan. Because it can't say that it's Ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol over there, because the parsha of Bereishis is not something which every single person in Klal Yisrael knows about that. And the emes is, if you're ma'ayin in the words of the Chacham Shleima, when he brings the raya, he speaks this out b'feirish, and he says that from the Gemara and Tainus is a raya to the Mahalach that Dvarim Shebiksav Iyat Harashal Eim Bal Peh is dafka limited to something that you're being mighty achayim v'dei chaybasan. From the fact that the Gemara and Tainus says that how could a yachid read it Bal Peh, and the Gemara answers, well, everyone came in and everybody read it Balpeh. So he says, the answer must be that you're not being mighty Solomon, but the answer cannot be that it's something that's ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol, because he says, after all, these parshiyos are not ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol. And the Taisus Ridu says that it is migras garis, more mistaver to say it's not a machlekes b'metzias, but nechliku on this point of the Bach and the Magen Avraham. Is ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol enough that me, this one individual, each individual, if it's ragel v'shagor by him, he has after to say it? Or is the Tanai of Ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol mean that it has to be that everyone, it's something which is common by everybody, fluent by everybody? And just to end off this discussion, it's interesting to note that the Taisi Yishanim over there, Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin, over there he's going on this that it says in the Mishnah at the Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur, would read the parsha of Ba'asar in Chumash HaPikudim, he would read it Balpeh, not from the Sefer Torah. And on there the Taisi Yishanim asks, how is he allowed to do it? Don't we know? Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashay, L'Ayrim Balpeh. On that, the Taisi Shanim gives one, number one, the answer that the whole Isser is only L'haisi Acherim Yedei Chayvasan. And another Taisi that the Taisi Shanim gives is that the whole Inyan of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyat HaRashal Erim Bal Peh is only an Inyan of Mitzvah Min HaMuvcher. However, over there, since it was a Tircha, the Tzibura, therefore he's allowed to go ahead and be Mavat on the Mitzvah Min HaMuvcher and instead read it Bal Peh. Interesting that based on this, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that someone who's giving a Drasha Barabin, and it's a big terech on the tzibur for him to go ahead and quote the psukim, keep leafing through the chumash to get the different psukim. The Mishnah Berurah over there fails, one could be matrim to say it bal peh, because there are two svaras over here that are going his way to be matrim. Number one, you have the Taisi Yishanim svara, that since it's a terech of the tzibura, so therefore one is allowed to say it bal peh. And number two, according to the Vilna Gaon holds the ikrab shad is, the whole ister is only a haiti acherim, Yedei Chayvasan. And over here, where he's just quoting Sukkim in his drasha, he's not being mighty anybody with the Amiras of Sukkim, and therefore, the Mishavura feels he can be Samech Lahater Chay Gavna. Another interesting thing to note is the Magen Avraham writes that the whole Hatter is only limited to things that it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's Negeah when a person says Kiddush and he quotes the Sukkim of Ishamu B'nei Yisrael as Shabbos. So according to the Magen Avraham, since in Shulchan Aruch does not say that one could go ahead and do a Baal Peh, therefore, the Magen Avraham Shita is that L'chayr will be Aser. However, according to the Mechaber, that something which is Ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol, one is allowed to say it. Pashtus, it's Ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol. And even if we say just for this individual, it's Ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol, according to the Shita Sambach, it will not be a problem because Ragel v'shagor b'fi hakol is only a Tanai on every single individual by himself. Let's move now to a new Inyan. The Mishnah teaches us that like Rabbi Yeshua, the Yom Sheyesh Be'Karban Eitzim, on a day that is a Karban Eitzim, there is no Maimed during the Ilah, but there still is a Maimed during Mincha. And that the Gemara asks, according to Rashi, Ma'hefrish Ben Zelazet, Why is it the carbon etzim is doicha, the maimed of ne'ilah, but not the maimed of mincha? And this the Gemara answers, halal divrei Torah, v'halal divrei sefer. Mincha is a divrei Torah, like Rashi says. The Gemara Masechtas Brachos teaches on Chavav, on the base, Yitzhak Avinu is Mesakin Tfilas Mincha, like it says, Ve'etzi Yitzhak Asap Asada Lefnais Erev. Mashenke Ne'ilah is only Midivri Seifrim, and therefore the Karban Eitzim is Daicha, the Maimid of Ne'ilah. And this asks the Gvura Sari. Number one asks the Gvura Sari, this is not Likuli Alma, there's a Machlaikis over there on Meroim in this Nekuda, whether Tfilas were Niskan Ayidei the Avais, or were Tfilas Niskan Ayidei the Rabbanon, Kenega corresponding the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim. And according to the Man D'Amar, that it's Kenega Temidim Tiknu, so how is he going to answer what is the Nafkaminu between Mincha and Ne'ilah? Both of them are Midivri Seifrim. Another Shail the Gvura Suri asks, we don't find any place that Tfilas Mincha should be referred to as Divrei Torah. Another Ha'arul Char is, we know there's a Machlekes Rambam and Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs about the Chiyuv Tfilah. The Rambam Shita in Mitzvah Hey is that there's a Mitzvah Sei D'Iraisa to be Mispal. The Ramban over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs, however, is Masik on the Shita's Rambam, where he asks from number one, a Gemara Masechtes Brachas on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, which says a Baal Keri reads Kriya Shema and he benches after he eats, however, he's not Mispal because Tfilah is only the Rabbanan. Ashenkin, the other things are D'Iraisa. Another question the Ramban asks, another raya from the Gemara Masechtes Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says Tfilah is the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Ramban writes, that vaday kol imin tefila ein achay v'klal, aval hu mimidas hachesen habayri yisbarach aleinu, sheshemea v'ayna v'chol kareinu elav. The whole concept of tefila is not a chiv, but rather it's a midas hachesen of Hashem, that he listens to our tefilas and he answers v'chol kareinu elav. The Megillas Esther over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs answers up the Shittas of Rambam, and even the Rambam will agree that the nusach of tefilas is only midirabbanan. Just the idea of being mispal every day, that is a deraisa. If so, it's a kasha from our sugya, both on the Ramban and both on the Rambam. What is the kavan of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Hello, divrei Torah, that tilas mincha is minat Torah." Even according to the Rambam, tilas mincha is not minat Torah. It's just the inyan of tilah is minat Torah. Because of the kasha, the Birch Savam writes, so we have to say that according to Rashi, the kavanah of the Gemara is not that there's a chiyah midaraisa to daven mincha like the man da amar keneged aveis tiknum. But rather, the Kavanah Rashi is that as far as needing chizik, something that needs chizik l'divrayim, ne'ilah is something that since there is no shirish and remes in the Torah to ne'ilah, therefore it needs chizik, and therefore the Karban Eitim is not doicha the maimed of ne'ilah. Ashenken mincha, where al-kapanim, there's a remes in the Torah, therefore it does not need chizik. And this is what the Birchas Avram says in Rashi, and he's maisiv this nekuda, that it needs chizik is a little bit hard to say in Rashi. Rashi Lehadya says that we are not to be gairus in the Gemara Tzrichim Chizik. However, we can be mekayim the Iker Mahalach of the Birchas Aron without this Nekuda of Tzrichim Chizik. And the Nekuda is that the Gemara just means to say that Mincha, where there's a Sharish and a Remez Midei Raisa, they did not want to go ahead and be Malchit. Therefore, even on a day that this Karban Eitzim, the din is that there still is a Maimid by Mincha. Hashenke in the Ilah, where there's no Remez Minatayra, therefore, the Karban Eitzim is Daicha, the Maimid of Ne'ilah. Now, there's another Mahalach in this Gemara from Rabbeinu Chanano, which is a tremendous Mechudishtik of Mahalach. Rabbeinu Chanano explained that the Kasha of the Gemara of Mahefresh is going on the fact that when there's a Musaf, we are only Daicha, the Maimid of Ne'ilah. However, the Maimid of Mincha stays. However, on a day with the Karban Eitzim, it is Daicha, the Maimid of Mincha. On that, the Gemara answers, Halo Divrei Torah, Halo Divrei Sefer, meaning to say that on a day where there's a Karban Musaf, like Rish Chaydesh and Chayla Sholmai, Zat Rabbeinu Chananel, where Minat Torah, it's Asurin, Behesped V'tainis, therefore it's not a day that needs Chizik. And therefore it's okay just to be Daicha, the Maimon of the Ila, even though it's not Tadir, the Maimon of the Ila, and it's not a Dabri Yadua, that's fine, because ain't Trichin Chizik. However, Zmana Kehanim, the Karban Eitzim, which the din that it's Asur B'tainis is merely Midrabanan, therefore, in order to Mechazik it, the din is that it is daicha the maimed during mincha, which mincha is tader, and it's zman, it's yadua, it's being nincha, in order that everyone should realize that we are not yantav on such a day, like you learned in the Megillah's tainis, el yamim, that there is no hesped, and tainis, zman etzakehanim, the ha'am. According to Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, trich and chizik goes on the day, it does the day need a chizik, the fact that it's a yantav today, which he's saying on Rosh Chodesh, on the day Sheishu and Musaf, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, the day does not need chizik, since it is Aser, the Tainus Midaraisa, and Shein Karman Eitzim Va'am, which is only Aser, the Tainus Midarabanan, that's a day that needs chizik. Zach the Berchaz Avram, we see from Rabbeinu Chananel, Yisayt Gadol, tremendous chidish, that Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed are Aser, the Tainus Minatera. The Torah in Siman Tav Yotas brings down there's a mitzvah to be marba besuda on Rosh Chodesh. But this nekuda, that there is an actual iser midaraisa to fast, this we see from the chiddush shita of Rabbi Nachanana. The Torah says another reason why there's a mitzvah to be marba besuda, because we find Rosh Chodesh is ishkish to the mayadim, like it says in the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem ube mayadechem ube rashi chachechem. Now the Beis Yosef brings down in Siman Tav Yotas from Rabbi Yerucham. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that the Iser Tainus on Rosh Chodesh, not like this Rabbeinu Chananel, but Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that it's only Aser Midrabanan from Megillas Tainus, and today the Megillas Tainus is Batal, therefore there is no Iser Tainus Midaraisa. However, afterwards he brings down the Beis Yosef Hashem, the Rambam and Taisvis, that it's Aser Im Bezman Hazel is Anais, and he tells Sudas that it says in the Gemara in Yitzayim Amun Beis, Rosh Chodesh is Dairaisa. On this, the Berachas Aram explains the Kavan of the Beis Yosef. Not that he's saying that there's Iser Tainus Midaraisa, but rather that since Rosh Chodesh Midaraisa is considered a Mixas Mayed, therefore the Chachamim saw fit to say Al Kapanim Midarabanan and Iser Tainus on Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara had taught us Zman Atik Ehanim Beha'am, Lama Hutzuchu Leimer Zman Atik Ehanim Beha'am, because at a certain point when Klal Yisrael came up, they found no wood in the Lishka, and certain families donated wood, and therefore it became their day that they have a right to go ahead and bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehuchus Klei HaMikdash writes, Umahu Karban HaEitzim, what exactly is the Karban HaEitzim? Zman Kavuy Hayo L'Mishpachais Mishpachais, Latzeis L'Ya'arim, L'Havi HaEitzim L'Maracha. There were these set times for these different families to go out to the woods and chop down wood and bring wood for the Maracha on the Mizbeach. The Yom She'agiel L'Bnei Mishpachazul L'Havi HaEitzim, and when the day came, when it's time for this family to bring wood on the Mizbeach, Makriven Eilas Nedava, the Rambam writes, they would bring a Eilas Nedava, the Zehu Karban HaEitzim. And this is what the Karban HaEitzim means, this Eilas Nedava that was brought on the Mizbeach. And so writes Rashi, Masechtas Megillah, and Daf Heyom and Aleph, in Divrei HaMaskil, Aval Zman Atzakei Hanim, that Mevim in my Eitzim Karban, and together with the wood that they brought as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, together with that, they would bring a Karban Eilah. Now, it's also Medrik in the Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam just writes that they were Menad of Eitzel Lamaracha, but he does not say that on that day they would place some of the wood on the Mizbeach itself. It would be Mashma that on that day the significance was they brought the Nedava and they brought a Karban with it, but they did not actually put up some of the wood on top of the Mizbeach. And so writes the Meiri as well. The Meiri's Maisif, that on that day everyone was Tarud, in the chiyub of mitvasim shel elu, because latzis lekrasim leis erev, they would come out to greet them towards evening, ulechavdom b'chol minei kibud, and be mechavdom them with all sorts of kavod, umitoich kach hayakarban zed doichem maimid din ila. This would all take place towards evening, and therefore everyone would go out to greet these people, bringing up the karban etzim, bringing up the wood and their karban, and therefore it was doichem the maimid of ne'ila. Now this is that the Meiri writes that everyone would go out to greet them mitaychiva mitzvasam shel elu and to mechaved them b'chol minei kibud. Well, chayre the kavan of the Meiri is similar to what we find in Maseches Bikurim in Perek Gimel Mishneh Gimel, that it teaches us when the Mevi'i Bikurim to Yerushalayim reached Samach Yerushalayim, so the Gezbarim would come out to greet them, and when they entered Yerushalayim, kol bali omnius Yerushalayim, ayimdim lufneim, v'shaylim v'shleimam, all the different craftsmen Yerushalayim, all the store owners would stand up for them, and they would ask them, how are you, acheinu, anshe amak, and pleini, basam v'shalim. The Rav over there adds a fascinating thing. The Rav quotes from the Gemara in Kedushin, that the Gemara in Kedushin says, though bali omnius are not mechliv to stand up, ibn talmid rachamim, v'shah sha'iskim b'melachtam, the Namachli to stand up to Mecham when they're involved in their work, Kedeshali is Batul Mimalachtem. Because Makaim, they were Mechli to stand up in front of the Mevi'i Bikurim because of the Yisayda Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, and therefore they're Mechli to go ahead and stand up for them. The Rav adds on, Mitam Zeh, Aim Dem Ibn Neise Amita Shameis Ba. People will carry an Aron into a room, people stand up. The reason is not for the kavod of the mace, but rather the reason is for the kavod of the people who are performing this mitzvah, chaviva mitzvah b'shaitai, therefore one stands up. And also, when a child is brought in, when they call kvater, and the child is brought in by the bris milah, everyone stands up as well, and the site of this minug is based on this Mishnah and Bikurim, that the Inyan al-Chavir mitzvah v'shaita, giving kavod to the people performing the mitzvah. So the kvater was bringing the baby in to the bris milah, so he's involved in a mitzvah of bringing the child to his bris, therefore we stand up in his honor. I heard B'Shem Reb Leib Bach Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva in Detroit, that from here came the minhag to stand up for a chassan when he walks down to the chuppah. And he says that really some people have a mistake about this. They think that the reason why you stand up for the chassan is because it says that a chassan is daimel l'melech, and therefore those people don't stand up for the kala. He said really it's a mistake. The sight of standing up has nothing to do with the chassan and has nothing to do with the kala. It has to do with the parents or the people who are bringing the chassan and kala under the chuppah. Since they are involved in chaviva mitzvah shaita, in the mitzvah of achnasas kala, bringing a chassan and kala to their chuppah, and therefore, as covered for the isei mitzvah, we stand up for them at chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And this idea is echoed in the Meiri. The reason why there was a bittul of the maimon of the ilah is because everyone would go out to greet these people bringing the carbon etzim, als this din of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Akoponim, it comes that according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, carbon etzim was a reference to the carbon ilah that was brought. However, the Ritva has a different understanding in what it means, a carbon etzim. Ritva explains that what they would do was that from the wood that they brought to use on the maracha, they would take some of those pieces of wood and they would burn them by themselves on the mizbeach. And this is what we mean by a carbon etzim. The Tiliyana writes that one could perhaps bring a raya to the shita of the Rambam and Rashi and the Ritva, that there was some level of hakrava that took place when they donated the wood by the Zman Atzik Ehanim Ve'am. It wasn't stam a hava of wood. Because if so, why is it not Toich HaShabbos? The Mishnah Masechtas Megillah on Daf Ha'Amud Aleph says, Zman Atik Eihanim Ma'achrin, when it comes to the Zman of Atik Eihanim, it's pushed off. You push it past Shabbos if it falls in on Shabbos. He says, if there wouldn't be any Havan in Mizbeach, why would it not be able to be Toich HaShabbos? Must be there was some sort of Akrova that took place. Now the Mishnah L'melech in Perek Vav Mehilchus Klei Amigdash Halacha Test is Mayruch very much in this Nekuda that it was a yontif to those who brought the carbon etzim. And he says, the pshat why it had a din of a yontif has to be because they brought a oilas nedava the way the Rambam and Rashi speak out. But he says the fact that they just brought etzim itself would not be enough to give it a shem yontif for these people. And he says, for two reasons. Number one, he says, the ikur that creates a yontif is the fact that you bring something on the mizbeach. And therefore, these who went out to the forest on this day to chop down wood, who is to say that on that day, they brought wood and put it from their wood on the mizbeach? And therefore, obviously, the yontif must be coming about the fact that they brought actual carbon on that day. And he says, even if you'll tell me that placing the wood of the nedava is mechayev, is a yontif, he says that can't be. Because if so, the yontif should not just be that day when they brought the wood. Any time that wood is put on from their nedava, it should be a yontif for them. This we never find. And he says the reason is really pashut. Because even though we know that a yachid is allowed to bring wood, and in Hanami it's considered like a carbon when he brings it, and it's a yantif for him, over here is very different. Al-Karchav, these who supplied wood to the Beis HaMikdash, since they were supplying wood for the regular karbanis, Al-Karchav, they had to be meiser l'tzibur. They had to give over their bailus, their ownership, completely to the tzibur. If not, the halacha would be that the tamidim would not be able to be brought on it. The din is that tamidim have to be brought on wood that belongs to the tzibur. Like it says in the Gemara Maseches Menachos and Afchav Aleph and Afchav Beis. So he said, Al-Karchav, the pshat is the mesira was given over completely to the tzibur. And therefore, it can't be that the yantav was from the fact that they brought wood on the mizbeach, because at the time it reached the mizbeach, it did not belong to them anymore. And he says, though our sugya Maseches Tainis, the Afchav Ches, does not mention this aspect, this point, that they had to give over the wood to the tzibur. However, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the fourth parak of Shkolim and in the beginning of the fourth parak of Tainis Lachavav writes clearly, brings down this brisa, and it says, Beferish, Amdu Elo this Nandu Eitim Yishal Atzman, Umasram with Tzibor, and they gave over the wood to the Tzibor. Therefore, it follows that the wood itself was not a Tziba for them to go ahead and create a Yantiv. It must be the Yantiv was either like the Rambam and Rashi because of the separate Eilas Nedava that was brought, and that was the carbon Eitim. Or like the Ritva, that there was a separate part of the Mizbeach that was just burnt wood, a chelik of the wood that they brought, and can sign that part, and the Hanami did not have to be given over to the Tibor because it wasn't being used for the Karbanis. There is, however, one very strong Ha'ara on the Ritva. The Ritva brings down this Pshat B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, that the Karban Eitzim was that they would take a chelik of the wood that they were misnadev, and they would burn on the Mizbeach by itself. And the Ritva brings a riot to this, from this then it says in the Gemara Masechtas Yuman Daf Chavav and Mebeis, that the Shnei Gizri Eitzim were carved together with the Talmud Shel Ben Harabayim, two logs of wood. And he says, you see that there's a carbon Eitzim Mamish, there was a carbon of wood itself, and not the Pshat that they brought other carbonists like Ketzas Mefarshim. Ask the Gvur Sari, how could the Ritva make a Tzushta, the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, to the carbon Eitzim of our Sugya? Shnei Gizri Eitzim is a separate Chiyah for Talmud Shel Ben Harabayim. So learned that from a pasuk over there, Masechtas Yuma, by the Tamish Ben Arbayim and Tamish Shel Shachar, you need Shnei Gizri Eitzim. If it was in a Daba Ba'alma Mitakanas Chachamim, if so, why is there a Havamim in the Gemara Menachas on Peitasim Abayz, the pasul of carbon Tamid that is brought without the Shnei Gizri Eitzim? Al Karchav, there was a special Miyachadik Halacha for the Tamid that it needed a Shnei Gizri Eitzim. If so, that has no connection to our question over here, whether what the carbon Eitzim was it a separate carbon, or was it wood that was put on Mizbeach? The Ritva asks a different question as well. He says the carbon Eitzim was not brought by everybody, it was only those mishpachas. If so, why was it Doicha the Maimid? On this he brings a riot to the Shitas Arayi, the Enechanami. This that we say in the Mishnah, carbon Eitzim was Doicha the Maimid, it doesn't mean we're Mavata the whole Maimid, it just means for those people who are Menadev, they were not involved in the Maimid. However, according to what the Meiri said, what we quoted previously, that everyone would go out to greet these people because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so that's the answer as well, why there was no Maimon, because everyone was busy greeting these people. And the emes is to Ha'ara, on the Raivin and the Ritva, why did they not want like the Meiri? What happened to the din of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that everyone would be busy giving these people Kavod and not being able to do the Maimon? The Gemara teaches us, one time the Malchus was Geyzer Xer on Klal Yisrael, and they should not bring the wood up for the Maracha, and they should not bring Bikurim up to Yerushalayim. By Yeshua prizes Aladrachim, Kedarach Shehoshev, Yeravim Ben Avat, Shelul Yal Yisrael Lerego, they put Shirim on the roads that people should not be able to come up, similar to what Yeravim Ben Avat did, that Klal Yisrael should not be able to utter Lerego. Ma'asuk Sharon Shav Aise Adar V'Yirichet. What did the righteous ones and the Yirichet in the generation do? Heviu Sali Bikurim V'Chifam B'Ketzios. They brought baskets of Bikurim and they covered it over with dried figs. V'Natlam Eliach Kaspeyan. They took a pestle. V'Kerem Sheigiu Eitzel prized this Amalahem L'Hechnatim Halchim. When they would reach the border crossing, they would ask them, where are you fellows going? And they would say, we're going to make these crushed cakes, Iguleit Vela, with the Machdash Shulafanenu. There's a pestle in her hand, and there's a mortar that's just in the next place. Once they pass them, Itrim Basalam, they view Mishalayim, and we learn Tanahain Hain Salami and Utasi, they were the same people. The Mashal over here points out a very fascinating Nakuda. How come Dafka, the Malchus Harisha, wanted to Mavata from Klai Yisrael these two things, the Eitzim Lamaracha, and that they should not bring Bikurim up to Yerushalayim? Zakhtar Marashah, there's a common denominator between these two inyanim. These two things we find that they were mevi b'simcha. The Karban Eitzim we find that everyone made that day a yom simcha v'yamtiv when they brought the Eitzim. And by the Bikurim, the Mishnah in Bikurim teaches us the Chalil was maka, the flute was playing, and they were dancing, and it was a tiny time of simcha when they went ahead and brought up Bikurim up to Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Malchus Yavim was geyzer levatel lehem the simcha. And this wasn't by Yesheni, the Marashah points out, where the Yad of the Yavanim was still Tekifo, they know very strong over us, like the Gemara and Masechtas of Edazar and Av Tesom and Aleph writes, that 180 years before the Churban Habayis, the Malchus Yavan already had a Shlita. He said they did not have a ability to Gamri, and a Kayach to Mevatel to Avaydis HaKarban in Yerushalayim, but Al-Kapanim outside Yerushalayim, on the roads leading up to Yerushalayim, they wanted to mevato legamri these two inyanim, the simcha of the Karban Eitzim, and the simcha that came along with the Havais Bikurim. We see from here on Bigis side that Yavan understood that the Kayach had to destroy Klai Yisrael was Ayidei destroying the mitzvahs sheyesh bem simcha. And the emesis we find in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos and Afkuf Lamed Amid Aleph, Tani Reb Shimon Gamliel Aimer Kol Mitzvah Shekivu Aleim B'Simcha Kegayin Mila Tuchsiv Sasa Neichel Im Rasecha Kamaite Shal Rav. Any mitzvah which Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves and did it with a great joy, So adayin eisen eisav esimcha, the mitzvah is still strong in our hands, and we still do it besimcha. Like the Rashi points out, we still make a big party, a big mishta, when we perform the bris milah. Hashenka in a mitzvah which was not this kabbal besimcha, we still do it not with that level of simcha. So you see this idea and this power of simcha, that it keeps the mitzvah going l'dairis. There's a vartum where Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, he said many a times in early years in America, because of the Mesiras Nefesh of the parents for Shabbos, the children ended up being Mechali Shabbos. And he had to explain himself that when a father would come home and he would lose his job sometimes, he would say that it's so hard to be a Jew, but still it's worth it because for Shabbos. Still, what can I do? It's Shabbos. I have no choice. We have to keep Shabbos, even though we have no food to eat. And because of that, the children grew up and they said, look, maybe our father wanted this, but we're not interested in such a lifestyle. And therefore, they went off. Mashenkin Ramesha says that the father would have came home and said, how lucky we are that we have Shabbos. That would have been able to keep the children along on the dark. This idea that the Kayach HaSimcha, Marsha says, therefore, the Yavanim Dafka went against these two mitzvahs, to Mevatel, the bringing of the carbon eitzim, which was they made a day of Yom Tov and Simcha when it was brought, and to Mevatel the Bikurim, which also was brought with a great Simcha Shom Mitzvah. Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin, in his Sefer Masechtes Tainus, Rinas Yitzchak, Shtels to a Gemara Masechtes Sanhedrin on the Aflame Beis on the Beis, where the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us that the Yavanim were geyser as well, Shalolah Smayach the Simcha Shom Mitzvah. Kagain Mishta Shach Nasas Kala, like, for example, a feast of Achnasas Kala. So according to the way we're understanding that the site is an idea of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, there's a kiyum to the mitzvah, that could be the pshat there as well. Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin, however, himself explains the whole inyan, both our sugya and the sugya over there, on a different eifin. He wants to explain based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says, Shabbachti Anias HaSimcha, I praise Simcha. The I know which type of Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And Rashi over there says, Kegayin Achnasas Kala. The Maral over there writes, because when a person is b'simcha, his nefesh is b'shlemus. And when the simcha is a simcha shal mitzvah, it's a shlemus eliki. And therefore, the Yavanim wanted to be mevatel from Klal Yisrael, this shlemus eliki. Now, there's a very fascinating Rabbeinu Gershom. On this set, it says that he viu sali bikurim, v'chifum b'ketzios, came in she'aver me'an itrum b'salim, v'vim li'shalayim. On this, Rabbeinu Gershom writes, Itrim b'salim k'mitzvah, they place them, they're ma'atar it in the basket, like the mitzvah, the chsiv, in a sata batena. The Torah says, by bikurim, it should be placed in a basket. The Rinas Yitzchak is medayik from Rabbeinu Gershom, that he understood that the kavanah of Itrim b'salim, iter just means that it was placed in a basket. Now, however, the Gemara is mavur, that came in she'avru lehem, and they came ready to enter Yerushalayim, then they were ma'atar it in a basket. From here, Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin wants to say that there is no chiv to place it into the basket only once they are carved to Yerushalayim. And so writes the Eben Ezra in Parshas Kisavai in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Beis, on the Pasuk V'samta Batena V'halachta L'amakam Asher Yivchar, he says you put it in the Tena, which means Kedmosa, like a basket. V'zayis HaMitzvah L'akrivim El-Makam HaMikdash. This mitzvah applies to the people once they are very near the Makam HaMikdash. And the Kavanah of the Avnei Ezra is that the Rechaikim are not mechliyu yet to place it into the basket as soon as they leave their houses, only once they're Samach to Yerushalayim. According to this, Rabbi Yitzchak explains this that it says in the Mishnah Maseches Bikurin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalit, Higiyu Samach Yerushalayim Itteres Bikureyem. It means, like the Rabbeinu Gershom says, to Mekayim the mitzvah of Itor, which is behind in the scene of Esau, to Mekayim the mitzvah of Samta Batana. Like we see over here that it's called Itor, the placement of the Bikurim in the Sal. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin shtells on Rabbeinu Gershom. How could Rabbeinu Gershom say Itor Mesal means that it was placed into a Sal, but doesn't the Gemara already say that it was already been placed in the Sal? Like it says in the beginning, Tana Hiviu Sali Bikurim. They brought baskets full of Bikurim. So you see that the Bikurim had already been a Kli. So what was the Taisif with this, that Itrim Asalim, that it was placed in a Sal? He explains, based on what the Ramban writes in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, Yitzavah Sheyafish HaPri Besada, the Ramban writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzavah, the farmer to be mafish the peri from his field, the Yikro of Shem, and to Rikikara Shem Bikurim on it, the Yen of the Basin, to bring it to his house, the Yasim Aisei Bekli, HaRoi La'alicho Lebeis HaBechira. Place it into utensils, which is right to bring such a kli up to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, from the words of the Ramban, we see that not every kli is right to the Beis HaBechira. And the same Yisoid we see the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hichs Bikur Melech Zayin writes, HaBikurim Tu'unin Kli Shenabra V'samta Batena. Over there, the Kasa Mishnah writes, there was a Gersh in the Rambam that Bikurim Tu'unin Kli Sheni. Bikurim Nina Second Kli. He says, L'chayret is a tight cipher, it's a mistake, it should be taken out. This Gersa Bikurim Tu'unin Kli Sheni. He says, however, Im Nafshach L'kaim, if you want, you can Mekaim the Gersa by saying, the Rambam means to say, you should not bring the Bikurim in the same Keli which was brought from the field to the house. But rather, you should put it in a more chashev keli, and this is learned out from a santa v'ten of halachta. Now, what this yisoid that the Kasa Mishnah says, that one is not supposed to put it into a keli that is not right to be brought up to the Beis HaBechira. Now, even though the Ramban says that this takes place immediately when one brings it from his house, one can say that Rabbeinu Gershom and Ibn Ezra argue on this last point. And they hold that there was a two-step process. Originally, it was put into a regular keli, and then once he got near the Yerushalayim, only then became the Chiyev to place it into a Keli, which is Rai Lai Lichai, Lebeis HaMikdash. And that is the Kavan over here. When you say at the beginning of you, Sali Bikurim is talking about his regular baskets. Once they passed the prize, once they passed the people, the Prizdais, the Shimrim, on the Derech, and they got close to Yerushalayim, then Itrim, the Sal, and their Ma'atr, by placing it in a beautiful Sal, and their Mekai in the Mitzvah of Visamta Batana. The Gemara further asks, Listening nami be'echad be'nisan lehaya be'maimed. Why don't we say that on the first day of Nisan or Shchaydish Nisan there was no maimed at all in Eishyesh be'halel v'karban musaf v'karban eitzim? On that Rava says, Zayis Eimeris, from here we see that halela de bereshi yarcha lav de'iraisa. The halel that is said on Rish Chaydish is not a din de'iraisa. The Amr of Yoichanam Yishim Rav Shimon ben Yoitzadok, Shmoina Esrei bat Yoyim Hashana Yachid Gaimen as a halel. On only 18 days during the year is a yachid complete the entire hallel. The Elohein, the 8 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Chanukah, the first day of Pesach, Shavuos, and Ubagayla outside Eretz Yisrael, 21 days. Now Taisus over there in Divya Maschel, Yom Tov Arishin Shel Pesach explains that only on the first day of Pesach will we go to hallel. However, during the Shemini Semeach Chag, we did not complete the hallel. And it's different than Chanukah and Sukkot. Because by Chanukah, it's a din that we should be going with the entire hallel, because all 8 days the Nes was Nisgado, and so too on Sukkot, every day was a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmai, because the Pariachag were Nismait V'Holchim. There was a different Cheshbin as far as the Pariachag, which gave each one, as far as hallel is concerned, a din of a separate Yom Tov. Mashenkin, when it came to Pesach, since each day is the same type of Karbonis brought, therefore, it suffices for the Yom Tov of Pesach to say Hallel only on day number one. Now, in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamaches Amud Aleph, we find a Mishnah that says, Mishaya Eved Aishai Katan Makrin HaHallel Ayna Acherehen Mashen Ayrin. Someone who an Eved or a Isha or a Katan is reading for them the Hallel, they have to repeat after them all the words. And the reason is, because these individuals are not Mechleiv to say Hallel, and therefore, based on the klal of kol she'ena mechliy v'davar, ena ma'iti as a rav yidei chayvasan, anyone who doesn't have an own chiyiv cannot be ma'iti someone else with his chiyiv. Therefore, isha, aved, and katan, someone hearing halal from them must repeat every word. Taisus is aimed over there, mesech de sukkah, it's mashma from the Mishnah that isha is a petura from halal on sukkahs and pata from halal during atzeres on shvuas. And the reason being is because halal is a mitzvah seisha zman grama, and we know that every mitzvah seisha zman grama nashim mar pater. Now, even though Taisus says halal the night of the Pesach by seder, a lady is yes mechliv, because it must be the way because mevurim sachem daf kuvchesam and aleph that nashim mar mechliv in the dalud kaisis, and Taisus says mistama they were only misak in the dalud kaisis in order to be able to say over them Halal v'Haggadah. So it follows from the fact that Nashim are Mechleiv in Dalad Kaisis, they must be Mechleiv as well in the Amir of Halal at the Seder. Taisi explains that the difference is, Shani Halal the Pesach Dala Nesba. The Halal of the night of Pesach is different, that it comes because of the Nes, and V'afein Hayu Baisa Nes, they also were a Chelik of the Nes. Asha'enkein, the Halal of Yom Tovim, Loi Ala Nes, Amor. V'chayr, the Pshan in Taisis is, based on the Gemara Masechtas Erechin, on Daf Yudam and Aleph and Daf Yudam and Beis. But the Sugya over there has an Arichus in the aside of Halal. Over there, the Gemara in Erechin says, why is it when it comes to Sukkot, we say Halal every single day? How come when it comes to Pesach, we do not say a complete Hal every single day? Gemara explains the Chag Chalukim Karban Isayan. On Sukkot, every day is a different type of Karban, and therefore it's considered like a separate Yamtiv. The Pesach ain't Chalukim Karban Isayan. On that, the Gemara asks, Shabbos, the Chalukim Karban Isayan Lema. If that's the reason, so Shabbos, which has different Karbanis than a regular day, we should say Hal as well. On that, the Gemara answers, Lo Yikri Mayed. Hal is not called a Mayed. On that, the Gemara asks, Reish Chaydish, the Ikri Mayed Lema. Reish Chaydish, which you do find is called a Mayed, should have a Chiyav Halel to be Gaimer the Halel. On that, the Gemara answers, Lo Iktish Basiyas Malacham. There is no Isser Malacham. And it says, Ashir Yilachem Kilel Hiskadish Chag. The Shir will be to you, like the Lel Hiskadish Chag. Dafka, a time which is Mekudish, that doesn't have Isser Malacham, is there Tan Shira. She'em Mekudish Chag, Einai Tan Shira. So it's Mavur from the Sugya, the fact that it was a tzad to say Hal on Shabbos and Rish Chodesh, and the reason why we don't say is because Le'ikri Mayed on Shabbos, we see that the site of Halal of the Yom Tovim is from the fact that the Yom Tov is Mechayev Halal. And therefore you need these Tanoim, that Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos are Ikri Mayed and Ikdish Basiyas Malacha, and therefore there's a din to say Halal. So therefore, L'chayr, the Kavanah of Taisvis and Masech Sukkah is that the Halal of Yom Tovim, which has to do with the Yom Tov, and Halal is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, therefore Nashem Rana Mechayim in such a Halal. However, the Halal by the Seder, which is a Halal that comes because of the Nais, such a Halal one does say, Nashem do say, because Athein Hayu, Ba'isay HaNais. This is even more understandable based on the piece from Brisker Rav in Sefer. The Brisker Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah brings down from Rabbeinu Haigain a tremendous yesod. Rabbeinu Haigain says that the halal of the Seder is a different type of halal, is a halal which is like a halal of Shira. And the Brisker Rav explains that we see from Rabbeinu Haigain that there are really two totally different tracks of halal. There's one type of halal which is a halal of Kriya, of reading the Parsha, reading the Psukim, and there's a second Halal which is a din of Amira Shira, a din of singing praise. And therefore the Halal of Leil HaSeder has a din of Amira Shira. This fits in well with the words of Taisvis, that the Halal of Yom Tovim is a din Kriya, the Mayed is Mechayev, the Halal of Kriya. Ashenkin, the Halal of Leil HaSeder is a Halal that's said because of the Nais, and therefore it's a Halal of Amira Shira. The Brisker Rav is Masber a step further, that it say in the Nusach of the Haggadah, this is brought down in the Haggadah, Shel Pesach Mibeis Brisk, that we say in the Halal, Chayav Adam Liris is Atzme Ki'ilu Hu Yatzel Mimitzrayim. L'fikach Anachnu Chayavim L'haydes L'halal. Brisker Rav says, since a person is mechuyav to see himself as if he's leaving Mitzrayim, therefore every time it comes back to the night of the Seder, it's as if we're leaving Mitzrayim right now. Since we're leaving Mitzrayim right now, Mele is a Mechayav of Halal of Amir Ashira to say praise for the fact that we're being Nigal once more from Mitzrayim. And that's a different type of halal. That is a direct halal because of the nais that's transpiring to us, and therefore Nashim as well mechleven than halal because Afein Hayu ba'isan nais. With this yisayid, we can answer another kasha. The Gemara Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf on the base teaches us that halal is only said during the daytime. And the Gemara learns out either from the pasuk that it says, Mimizrach Shemesh an Mavayay Mahul Shem Hashem, from the time the sun comes up until it sets is Mahul Shem Hashem, the Shem Hashem is praised, or from Zeha Yoim Asa Hashem Nagil Venis Mechabai, the Din Halal is Dafka said by Yoim. On this, asked some cipher in a tshuva and his Chedushim as well, Amasatus Megill on Dafchafam Abeis, how does this work out with this that we know that there's a Halal the night of Pesach as well, and there's a Halal at the time of the Shchitas Karim Pesach? On this, the Chassam Sofer says that over there it's a different type of halal, it's a halal of the Nes. L'chayr, the Kavanah of the Chassam Sofer is al darach the Brisker Rav. That when it comes to the regular halal of the Mayadim, which is a takana of halal, which was niskan, amiras halal, on there there's a tnai that it's dafka bayayim. Ashenkin, the halal of the night of the Seder, which is because we're experiencing the Nes, it's a halal of Shira, it's a different din halal, that halal could even be said belayla. To answer as well, hey, ha'ara that the Hilul Yaina is Aymanon in our sugya, how come when we list the different times that halal is said during the year, when we are Geimer halal, when we complete the halal, how come there is no mention of the halal of Leil HaPesach, or the halal of Shchitas HaPesach? According to the Bishra, that the halal of Leil HaSeder is a different type of halal, it's a halal of Amir Ashira, and the way the Chassam Sofer extends this to apply to the halal of Shchitas HaPesach as well, is a different din halal, it's a halal of Nais. Memela, we understand that what we're listing over here is only the Dine Halal, which are Mikarach the Yomtif. And therefore, those things are left out. Those are not part of the Cheshbon. Now, based on this Taisus in Sukkah, where Taisus says that a Halal that comes because of a Nais, Nashim are Mechirim in such a Halal as well, because Afein Hayu Baisa Anais, the Tairas Rifal asks a very strong question on the Rambam. Because the Gemara Masechet Erechin then proceeds to ask a question. If you're telling me that halal is dependent upon a day which is Ikri Mayed and Ikdish Ba'asiyas Melacha, so how come we know that halal is as well said on the 8 days of Hanukkah? That does not have the mile of Ikri Mayed, and it's not Ikdish Ba'asiyas Melacha. On that, the Gemara and Erechin answers that Hanukkah, the halal is Mishum Nisa, because of Nes. From there will be Mashma, that Nashim should be Mechayiv in the halal of Hanukkah. Because like Taisin Sukkah says, that a halal that's Machmas Nes, Afin Hayi Ba'asiyah Nes. Yet the Rambam, when he brings down all the dinim of halal, the Rambam then ends off that if a nashim were reading the halal, if a woman was reading the halal, the man would be mechliyev to repeat after every word. The Rambam is not mechalik that l'chayr when it comes to the halal of Hanukkah, which is mishum nisa, in such a case, nashim would be able to be mighty a man yidei chayvasam. I heard a beautiful pshat from Rav Chaim Swerdlov Shlita, to answer up this kasha based on the Taisus in our Sugya and Masechtas Tainus. If we're a Medayik, very good, in Taisus to Masechtas Tainus, Taisus says something very interesting. Taisus says that when it comes to the 8 days of Sukkahs, so since it's Chalukim Mekarbon Eseyim, therefore each day is considered a different Yantiv, and therefore there's Mechayiv of Halal on each day. Then Taisus says, when it comes to the 8 days of Chanukah, every day the Nes was Nisgadol. Every day the Nes got bigger. Taisus al-Khair should have stopped right there. Memela, each day is a new Nes. Memela, there's a new Mechayev of Halal. Taisus doesn't end there. Taisus continues and says, therefore each day is considered its own Yantiv. From Taisus' Mashma, Zotir Balechayim, that even when it comes to Chanukah, there's a chiluk between the Halal of Nes of Leil HaSeder and the Halal of Nes of Chanukah. When it comes to Chanukah, the gather is that because of the Nes, Memela Chazal made it into a Yantiv of Nes. And that this new type of Yantav, a Yantav of Nes, is Mechayev HaHalal. And each day is considered a new Yantav because it was Nisgadol HaNes. Masha'enkein, Taisus Yisayid, that Nashim HaMechayev in a Halal, if Afin Aybeis HaNes, is only when the whole Mechayev of Halal is because of the Nes. Not because Mechayev HaNes, they established a Yantav. And now, because it's a Yantav, they made a mitzvah say, Shazman Grama, to say Halal on the Yantav. That has a din, like every time we at Halal, we're Nashim HaPeturais. The only time what Tyson Sukkah said, a Halal of Nes, Nashim HaMechliyevin, is only Daimeh, the Halal of Leil HaPesach, where the whole din Halal has nothing to do with the Yantiv. It's completely Mitzad Nes. So on that we say, Afein HaYibay Seh HaNes, they're included in the Nes, and therefore they have to say Halal as well. We can be Maizah to be Mazra a little bit more, what Rebbe Chaim is saying, based on what we spoke at earlier from the Brisker Rav. When it comes to the night of the Seder, that there's a special halacha of Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai, Ki'ilu Hu Yatzav Mitzrayim. And therefore, every year when you come back to the night of the Seder, it's as if we're leaving Mitzrayim right now. And Mamela, the gather is that it's Mamish the Shas HaNes. Hashankim by Chanukah granted that Mikayach the Nes, Chazal, established it as a Yantiv, but it's not the Pshat every year we view it as if the Nes is happening right now again, like when it comes to the Leil HaSeder. But rather over there, the gather was, and because of a Nes, they were Misakin a Yantiv. Memela over there, the Halal is Medina HaYantiv, is a mitzvah that applies to this Yantiv. So Mela has it in like every mitzvah says Shazman Grama, but we know that every mitzvah says Shazman Grama, Nashim are Peturais. Taisus talks about whether Halal on Rish Chodesh, a bracha is said on it or not, because the Halal of Rish Chodesh is merely a minug. The Brisker Rav in his Chedushim on Erech and on Daf Yudam and Beis, and the Brisker Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam and Hilchos Brachas, explains the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Taisus. Rabbeinu Tam says that on a minog generally we do make a bracha. However, just on the minog of Chibut Arava, since it's only a tiltul ba'alma, therefore no bracha is said. Explains the Brisker Rav that Rabbeinu Tam understands that be'etzem, the fact that something is mechuyev mikayach a minog, that's not a sibah why a bracha cannot be said. The reason why something cannot have a bracha is if the act we cannot view as a ma'isa mitzvah. And therefore, since halal, there's a kriya of the parsha of halal, which has a chafta of a ma'isa mitzvah, this is something that on the days that there's a chi of halal, it's considered an act of a mitzvah. So therefore, even though you're doing it because of a minag, but since it's a ma'isa mitzvah, it's an act which can be viewed as a ma'isa mitzvah, therefore a bracha is said. Ashenken chibat arava, which is just the whole ma'isa is a ma'isa of minog. The whole act is a created mikayach a minog. Therefore, the actual ma'isa is a ma'isa of minog. On a ma'isa, which is a ma'isa, which is merely a minog, on that Rabbeinu Tam holds, there is no bracha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.